Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. There's an old saying in the restaurant business that if you're going to succeed, you have to sell the sizzle, not the steak. San Francisco restaurants know how to sell it all. It's a town where foodies abound, and dining out is serious sport. But the tough economic climate has even the most successful restaurateurs looking for new recipes for success. Even before the daily onslaught of corporate bankruptcies and heart-stopping market plunges, San Francisco restaurants were feeling the draft of a cooling economy.
Last summer was not good, and it's kind of continued since then in that same path.
I talked with server Chase Williamson as he prepared for the lunch crowd at Breezy's, a Mediterranean restaurant about a block away from the Symphony Hall. He said his customers have been cutting back in all kinds of ways, ordering appetizers instead of entrees, one glass of wine instead of two, water instead of wine.
Well, obviously, I want to make as much money as I can, and if I'm busy, I want to be making a lot of money and not running around for water.
Golden Gate Restaurant Association Executive Director Kevin Wesley says San Francisco's been fairly insulated from the economic downturn, but now the edges of the bubble are softening, and as the news becomes more and more negative, restaurants and their customers are growing increasingly anxious.
You look now in the newspaper every day and there's 12,000 layoffs here and 8,000 layoffs there.
Wesley's hearing about layoffs and closures in San Francisco, and many restaurant owners tell him nightly business is down by as much as 20 to 30%. Of course, ups and downs are part of the business. San Francisco weathered the 90s recession, 9/11, and the dot-com bust. But Wesley says it's been decades since there's been anything like this.
I think the economic impact of 9/11 happened so quick, no one had any time to be anxious about it. It was just there, and business went immediately down. This has been more of where you kind of see it coming over a longer period of time. It looks much, much worse.
Some restaurants that have the resources are turning to expert help to get them through the storm.
Sometimes you have to take the plunge and just trust that you're going to survive and you're going to do well. You're not just going to survive, you're going to thrive.
Restaurant consultant Joan Simon says she tries to motivate clients to keep reinventing themselves and keep investing in their business.
I think there's a certain mindset. You get certain people who panic and they cut back and they don't see the long-range picture.
She says that's not what happened with Destino, a stylish Market Street bistro specializing in South American dishes. Even as the economy began to go south, Simon helped orchestrate an addition to the restaurant. It specializes in light tapas and, more importantly, cocktails.
People drink whether times are good or bad, and some people say they drink more when times are bad.
Simon says so far the plan has worked. Destino's annex, called Pisco Latin Lounge, still fills up every night, with customers ordering Pisco Punch and other specialty drinks. Patrons like Elena Alverson say it adds some much-needed spice to the neighborhood. Best of all, it's easy on the pocketbook.
It's in the right price range. Again, it's not pretentious, but it does have a quality of drink and a good atmosphere, great atmosphere.
Another of Simon's clients is Butterfly, an Asian fusion restaurant on the Embarcadero with a 10-year track record and picture-perfect views of San Francisco Bay.
I saw the writing on the wall, which is, if we can't get ourselves out, local San Francisco is not going to sustain us.
Chef and owner Robert Lamb says Simon encouraged him to step up his outreach to tourists and convention goers, and he got investors to help triple the restaurant's marketing budget and quadruple the wine list. Inside, Lamb remodeled to accommodate more large groups.
I think in this environment, if you don't reinvest into your business and do something that is a little bit more risky, I don't think you can make it.
Kevin Wesley of the Restaurant Association says San Francisco has an advantage. It's a culinary hotspot with top-notch food and a food-loving population that continues to go out even in the toughest of times.
And there isn't much we can do other than try to do the best we can to continue our business.
Wesley says the holiday season is going pretty well, all things considered. But he says it's also the time when restaurants set aside money for the following year, and right now the cash flow isn't as strong as it should be. He says the real test comes next month, when restaurants prepare their budgets for 2009 and take a close look at whether they can sustain another year in business. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.